Dear Aerovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 26th of November, and here in Auroville is cloudy and windy, unpleasant 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is times of sun and clouds with a shower, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower late. Chance on precipitation is on 55%. Temperatures from low of 23 to high of 29 with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. A couple of days of drier weather is expected across Sundari India before downpours return and renew the threat of flooding this weekend. Rainfall has relentless across Sundari India this month, resulting in multiple events of flooding from Chennai to Kochi. Through November 24th, Chennai has reported more than 970 mm of rain, roughly 314% of the normal rainfall expected for the entire month of November. A push of dry air from the northeast will finally bring a break from the persistent wet weather with little to no rainfall in the forecast for southern India through Friday. The most likely area to get few showers and thunderstorms will be across southern Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The dry weather will not last, however, as yet another surge of tropical moisture will arrive from the Bay of Bengal as early as Saturday. The potential exists for development of a tropical cyclone to the east of Chennai in the Bay of Bengal early next week. And here in Auroville, we had 2 days with above average rainfall this month of November, on 9th of November with 132.2 mm and on 16th of November with 114 mm. In total, we had like 583.6 mm. And if we think that the whole year total is 1,143 mm, we already reach almost half of it. And the average rainfall for the monsoon time, which means October, November, December, Jenny Mullins, who will share from her book stories, photos, recipes of five generations who lived through the day of the Raj. It is a lovely mixture of memories and cooking and fabulous photos by Nicholas Person and Harper Collin. You can come and share your stories. It's about a unity of womanhood, strong grandmothers who were the backbone of their community. It's a beautiful message for everyone and a particular women, grandmothers, mothers and granddaughters. The Governance Action Group would like to remind the community that people can still sign up for the Active Residence Assembly Experiment, ARA. So far, over 100 people have done so, but they would like particularly welcome more youth and those from the Tamil community. If you would like to sign up, please contact the Residence Assembly Service by mail or just pass by in their office in the Town Hall first floor. The next meeting of the ARA will be on Saturday 28th of November from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Unity Pavilion. In this meeting, among other things, they will make the final decision regarding the first major community issue they will tackle. And you should know that you are also welcome to these or any other Active Resident Assembly meetings if you have not signed in as a member. However, if you have not signed up and would like to attend, you need to inform Resident Assembly Service and they will send you material to prepare you for the next meeting. And here's the great news from the local issues team. And they're saying the Saturday market is back. They will start from Saturday, November 28th, which is this Saturday, or it will be postponed to the next week in case of rain. They're asking you to just come and join the community every Saturday from 10 to 12 at Youth Center to celebrate with friends, music and much more. This year, the Saturday market will have many stalls providing organic fresh food from Auroville farms, natural products, handicrafts along seedlings and seeds to start your own garden. There will be an open stage for any kind of performance, so bring your instruments and talents and join the fun. Organic idlis and dosa will be cooked by the Youth Center team for lunch. And if you wish to participate with a stall, just drop them a mail at localissues@gmail.com or call Mada on 849-042-213. Friday, December 4th, between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m, we are invited to Future School Open House and a fundraiser. There will be sandwiches, a flea market to scavenge through, games, a handful of entertaining performances by students, cakes and so much more. If you and everyone you know passes by on Friday, they would be more than happy to welcome you and of course your wallet. On 19th of December, the Youth Center shall host its annual Christmas Fair. The Christmas Fair is a popular Oroville tradition which is always very well attended by all age groups. On this day, the entire Oroville community is invited to participate in various activities such as live music, stage performance, thrilling games for children, rides, stalls, foods and much more. This is a day to celebrate and have fun, which is organized for the community by the Oroville Youth. Their theme this year is What to Wear Fair, encouraging people to express themselves creatively and reflect on our development as a community. And to make this year fair fantastic as possible, they need some help either in kind or cash. You can donate on account number 0099, or for in-kind donation you can call Babu on 809-873-64895. Also, Unity Pavilion has started planning this year's Christmas celebration because they're saying that the last 2 years this event had a growing participation and been much appreciated by kids and others alike. The combination of music, dance, making stars with a wish and the Christmas tea gives a day spent together in light and joyfulness. This year they are inviting individuals and groups from different countries and languages to join. Together, you will have a rich heritage to draw on from our countries and cultures. They would love you to join them with songs in your language. Songs for listening, songs for singing all together, and songs for the dancing around the Christmas tree. They also welcome recorded music to have as a background during the paper cutting session. Volunteers for the star paper cutting and other craft activities, as well as helping to manage the event in general in a joyful, easy manner, are also most welcome to contact them. You can get in touch with them on unitypavilion@oroville.org or you can call them on 262-3574. Amongst the numerous workshops and workshops and other events, there's interesting one coming from Abhilash Nigappa from Bangalore, who will once more share a dance workshop with Oroville at Kripa in Kalabumi today from 4 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 5:30 p.m. onward. Donation is requested, but you need to register with Jill on 948-641-6173. And there will be permaculture introduction workshop at Terrasol Community in Windara Farm on 5th, 6th, of December between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the basics of permaculture, and the topics are ethics and principles of permaculture, design methodology, understanding of the soil, management of the soil fertility, and to understand a garden as an ecosystem in order to create a permaculture garden. The hands-on experience will include composting, exploring indigenous microorganisms and other biofertilizers. Facilitator is Martin Bastide. Sad news comes from Scholarship and Education Fund, which has been working since 2008 to give financial support to Oroville youth towards their higher educational needs. This includes O and A level exams fees. Support is provided in the form of interest-free loans, and as for this year, they have helped a total of 80 Oroville youth. The CEF have been operating mainly on donations from Oroville Budget Coordination Committee and through the Project Coordination Group. At this time, both of these sources are not coming through and they are out of funds. They're writing this to inform us and to also fundraise. For the time being, they cannot provide support to anyone, so it is pointless to reach out to them. And if you have funds to donate or know how to find in sources, please let them know. And here's a note from us. The Oroville Radio provides a reliable and intimate link to Oroville. It captures and shares the concept, activities and pulse of its transformation on a daily basis. In the last 10 years, we have succeeded to provide a space that invites creativity, exploration and experimentation while building an archival database of thousands of audio and image files for future researchers. This year alone, the Oroville Radio has welcomed more than 35 professionals, volunteers and students and produced over 500 programs, an average of 50 programs a month. This makes the Oroville Radio the most updated and efficient website providing information on Oroville and its development. We have an audience of approximately 5,000 listeners following us and the more through our social media pages. The richness of content and efficiency and reliability of posting has contributed to creating this strong support base. This year, we have worked on several key areas like team building, studio arrangement, equipment upgrade, new studio design, website design and upgrade, organize cultural events and FM license application, and the training students and workers. Regarding the FM license, at present we do not have the energy to progress further. However, we created a radio advisory and support team with dedicated Aurovillians to assist us. Now, our biggest focus is organizing and launching as our second annual fund drive. This year, we are aiming to raise the amount of 8.5 lakhs or $13,000. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Lachodrome, which was made in 1993 and directed by Tony Gatliff. At Visitor Center Movie Show, they will screen tonight at 8 p.m. The Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies, extended, made in 2014 and was directed by Peter Jackson. Tomorrow they will screen an Ant-Man, made in this year, by director Peyton Reed, and of course it's a science fiction adventure. But they also warn us that in the evenings of the show, if it rains, the show would be cancelled. So you need to confirm it with the watchman at the gate or at the cafeteria if the movie is gonna be screened. And Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we will see Nordic drama history, The Emigrants, Part 2, made in Sweden in 1971 by director Jan Troll. On Saturday they will screen International Drama War, Beast of No Nation, made in USA in 2015, made by writer and director Kerry Joy Fukunaga. On Sunday, for children's film at 4:30 p.m. there was screen animation adventure Kumba, made in South Africa in 2013 by director Anthony Silverstone. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see documentary War, Hearts and Minds, made in USA in 1974 and directed by Peter Davis. And the mother wrote, "To will what thou willest always in all circumstances is the only way of enjoying an unshakable peace." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.